times. You know, being a division rival back in Houston, facing them twice a year, you know, many times. So it's, you know, been a lot of great battles, a lot of, you know, good defensive plans that we tried to mix up and stop him. But, you know, Peyton is, he's a great player, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, you know, we're looking forward to taking this challenge to Denver this week.
Now, you're the quarterback of the defense, so to speak. So when Peyton's making those calls at the line, what are you doing during that time?
I'll make the calls that we have to make for our defense to get lined up and play. But, it's a cat and mouse game between the middle linebacker and Peyton. It's about all our 11 guys being on the same page and knowing where to be, knowing their assignments. And that's how, you know, we can get this done, by all our guys being on the same page. It's not about, you know, me cat and mouse game with Peyton. He's a smart player. You know, he knows he's seen a lot of coverages over the years, so you're not gonna fool him, you know, too many times.
Having said that, Philly Davis was talking about how maybe disguising looks pre-snap isn't that important this week because of just what you said. He's seen everything. I mean, is that the way you see it, kind of just line up? And
yeah, I mean, you have to line up. You have to be able to execute. You know, that's one thing about it. I think a lot of people, you know, try to play him and they overdo it and they end up being out of position and they can't make plays. So, you know, for us, my biggest thing is making sure we're in position where we need to be at the right time, not trying to get into a game with Peyton. You know, it's about all 11 guys. You know, for us to win this game, all of our 11 guys have to be in tune to what we're doing.
So you're not going to get into trying to decode his calls, yeah, listening to all the stuff he says, which kind of distracts guys.
Played him a lot of years. That doesn't work.
DeMeco, you're surrounded by a lot of young guys on this defense who were 5, 6, 7 years old when Peyton started playing for the Colts, and they've grown up, you know, knowing that this guy's a Hall of Famer. What's your role as far as making sure they're not in awe of him? You know, it's like when a young team plays a Favre or a Brady, and just kind of do what you have to do and not really get caught up in the moment.
Yeah, well, my message to the guys, our mindset is go win a game. It doesn't matter who's behind it throwing the ball. It doesn't matter who's at quarterback, who's at running back, the position. It doesn't matter. If we're on top of what we're doing, you can't get in awe of Peyton Manning. Yeah, he's a great quarterback. Get over it. Everybody knows that he's a Hall of Fame guy. Get over it. Now, what do you have to do for us to win this game? And that's the mentality we all have to take. That's the approach we have to have. You can never go in enamored or in awe of a guy on the other side because you already beat. So I think I don't see any of our guys, you know, blinking the eye or, you know, being in awe of Peyton. We're looking to go get a win.
When you look at this game, you know, you look at Peyton can do, and then you look at the fact that not just Peyton, but their entire team is a good team. They've won 14 straight regular season games. Is this a beatable team in your eyes as you look at what you have defensively that you guys can go out there and beat this team?
Every team is beatable. I wouldn't be out here working if I didn't feel like, you know, we can go win a game. They were beatable. So they're a beatable team. You know, we have to, of course, be on our game. You know, they're at the top of their game right now. They're playing well. It's not just, I know we talk about the Broncos, everybody talks about Peyton Manning, but they're playing good defense, good special teams all around. Their team is good. So we have to play mistake-free ball and get some turnovers on the defensive side and, you know, go win the game on the road.
If you look at the run after the catch, whether it's Donnie Avery, Eddie Royal, what's been the issue in stopping that and how do you fix it?
It's been missed tackles. That's something we have to focus on today is tackling. You know, if we tackle better, you know, we're off the field in a lot of situations in these past three games. You know, easier said than done. We can talk about it, but we got to get people on the ground when we have the opportunity.
And so when you say you guys practiced it, what specifically did you do?
Right. We just focus on tackling drills.
Is that why you guys were in full pads?
We're being full pads once every week. So.
How about the altitude situation in Denver? You know, how do you cope with the altitude in Denver? I mean, how do you cope with that or prepare for something like that?
I don't even think about the altitude situation. I look at it like many guys have gone up and played in Denver. You know, teams have won, teams lost. But if you go in with the mindset thinking about the altitude, then you're already defeated in the mindset. You know, you go up, you prepare, get rested, you know, throughout the week. But you go up to win a game, not thinking about the altitude or anything.
Most weeks, you're always thinking stop the run first. I mean, does your mentality change going in this week knowing that, you know, they're going to throw three different running backs at you, but that's not your number one key this week?
Yeah, I mean, we know they're not – they can run the ball. Well, we can't just overlook the run game. If, you know, he gets us in the – we get in the right look, they will try to run the ball, and they can run it effectively. So we can't just totally, you know, throw the run game out because they will run it. But, of course, you know, Peyton is throwing – you know, he has a lot of guys who he's getting the ball to, and he's throwing it around pretty well.
When you you know, you hear all the talk about all these read option quarterbacks and how, you know, the NFL is – you know, a lot of these mobile quarterbacks are kind of taking over and stuff. But like, when you look at guys like Peyton and Brady and some of the other guys, I mean, do you kind of get the sense that, you know, there's always going to be room for, like, a drop-back quarterback, someone who can pretty much...
I feel like there will always be room for, you know, drop-back quarterbacks, Peyton, you know, Tom, Drew. Those guys, you know, they make the game what it is. You know, you see all the rules coming out about, you know, defenders not being able to jam. It's becoming a passing league. So you're going to always have those drop back guys who are sought after to be the face of the league, so to speak. And the running quarterbacks, I don't know how long that fad will take place, but you know, you start getting hits on the quarterback and you start, you know, you get your quarterback hurt, then what? So I don't see that happening a lot.
From your perspective as a quarterback of the defense, where has this defense made the greatest improvements in the first three games of the season?
I feel like, you know, it's been some up and down. You know, we played the run pretty well, and I feel like we got better in our zone coverages over the past couple of weeks. But, you know, just overall, just coming together, being better on third down. I feel like we got better in adverse situations over the past couple of weeks, but it's getting better on third down and getting ourselves off of the field. You know, I feel like we keep shooting ourselves in the foot so much that we're playing more plays because of the mistakes that we're making.
On that topic, these past two games, you guys have been on the field 40 minutes per game, the defense. How much is that a factor in what's happened, and how much is that affecting you guys?
The factor is, the point is, we have to get off the field. The things that we've been on the field, you said 40 minutes a game, you know, most of those times we probably missed a tackle or missed a play, missed an assignment to where we could have been off the field and that time could have been shortened. So as we focus on ourselves more and play better, tackle better, communicate better, we'll get off the field, you know, and we'll spend less time on the field.